Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Boy, that was a very shaky start to the program tonight, but we are live here on a Friday night in Marion, Ohio. Scott Spears with Angie Evers. It is cloudy, 42 degrees, 15 minutes past the hour. The 25th of March, is this the last Friday? No, I think we have one more. What is it, 26, 27, 28, 29? No, this is the last Friday. Next Friday will be April Fool's Day.
Do you play jokes on anybody?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But it's good to be back on the air tonight, and phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You can call in and let us know how we sound. Put any topic on the table you like, and we'll go from there. And I think Angie has a public service announcement to read as we start the show.
The Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, is having its monthly food giveaway Saturday, March 26th. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. and the giveaway is at 9 a.m. They have meat and so much more to give away. They usually give away around 200 grocery carts full of food. Well, that's very nice.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes, Saturday, March 26th.
Richland Road Church of Christ. We can read that all night. Yeah, just you'll be there for that.
Oh, you want me to read it multiple times?
Multiples.
Okay.
Multiples. Okay, so let's update you on the Big Ten NCAA championship score. At the end of round number one, which I think is where we were last week, I had 21 correct games. And Angie had 20, so it was 21-20. Then we got into the second round, and I scored 24 points, and Angie scored 18, which put us at 45-38. Now, so far, there were four games last night, and Houston did win, so that's the only one Angie won last night. And Duke was the only one I won last night. Now, as far as tonight goes, Purdue is a game to watch, but we both have picked Purdue. So if Purdue wins, we both will get another 5 points. If Purdue loses, we won't gain another 5 points. So there really, that won't do anything if Purdue wins or loses. But if Kansas wins, I'll get another 5 points. So got to watch that Kansas game.
I think you're just making it to where you get more points than me.
Here are the sheets.
I know, but I don't know what to do with them.
Well, you look at the winners and you mark the winners.
I think you marked somebody wrong on mine.
But you're 6 points behind right now.
Is that bad?
Well, if Purdue goes out tonight, the only team you'll have left is Houston.
Okay. All my other teams lost?
Well, Purdue is still in it. But yes, that would be it.
Oh, man.
Now, I still have Kansas, Purdue, and Duke in it.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean,
but Kansas and Purdue could go away after tonight, which would even this up.
Well, I mean, I think I'll still win.
Well, wishful thinking is not a bad thing. I do want to say, because I wasn't on the air yesterday and wasn't on the air this morning, I was sorry to hear of the death of Madeleine Albright, 84 years old, first female Secretary of State under Bill Clinton. Madeleine came on my show during the campaign of 2016. That's a big deal to have a Secretary of State on your show. I don't know if that's ever been done in Marion. And to have the first female, Madeline Albright, on was a lot of fun. If I was in the studio, I would play a clip of it. But I'm not there, so I won't play a clip of it. But it is in the archives. If you go to the archive page, you'll find it. And Madeline predicted so many things that are going on right now, back in 2016. Because the Secretary of State is the country's liaison to other countries. So she met Putin. She understood all of that. And if you go back to 2016 and listen to that Madeleine Albright interview, you'd be surprised at what she said.
Did she talk about Putin?
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody will have to go back and listen.
It's October or November of 2016. Just look under my section of the archive page, and you'll hear all about it. Can you hear Angie and I okay tonight? We're using the system that I use, but we're working with one microphone here. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, what are the stakes again in this college basketball tournament?
What do you mean? If I win?
If you win.
Well, I said if I win, you got to buy me a steak dinner.
You know, I heard they just started selling steak at McDonald's.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they sell steak now at McDonald's. So, but the odds are not in your favor right now.
Well, I don't like to hear that.
Well, I don't like to say it, but that's what has trickled down here.
You haven't said what you wanted if you went.
You know, I don't know, and that's bad because that looks like that's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I think I have to refigure everything.
Well, you go right ahead and do that. 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind. Well, that's where we stand with NCAA. If anybody's got any scores, I think they just started playing, though, at 8. So we're not going to get any scores here anytime soon on these games. But Purdue and Kansas are the games we're looking at tonight.
So who'd I pick?
Purdue.
Okay.
And I pick Purdue as well. But my way to take more points here is if Kansas wins, because I've still got Kansas in, where other than Purdue and Houston, you don't have anybody else left.
So who'd I pick? Providence?
No. You, in that bracket, in the Kansas bracket, you had Texas Southern and Auburn, and they've both been knocked out.
Oh.
So, and Duke keeps on going, and I felt that Duke would. I said this in the beginning, because this is Coach K's last year. They want to do it for him. They're now in the Elite Eight. And I've got them going all the way to the Final Four. So there you go.
I want to see who's in my Final Four.
Well, three of them are no longer there.
Oh, I have only Houston.
You had Baylor, Rutgers, and Auburn, and they're all gone.
That's too bad.
Now, I have Duke, Indiana, Ohio State, and Kansas. Duke is still in it, and as right now, Kansas is still in it.
Have you been watching any of the games?
I haven't watched a one. I watched the end of one last weekend at your mom's house. That's it.
I haven't watched any either.
No, I've been busy.
Me too.
Getting the plumbing worked on.
Yeah. I've just been busy.
I got my car back this week. That was a big, big moment.
Oh, guess what? My tire light's on again.
Well, maybe you just have a faulty gauge.
No, I just had two new tires put on, and then I need two more.
Well, you do.
I do. I needed all new tires, but they only put two on it when I went.
Well, Maury, did you watch a lot of Maury?
Not really.
Gone, canceled after 31 years.
I thought he retired.
Well, see, this is what I think happened. I think they went in and said, listen, Maury, you're canceled. And he said, I'm retiring. So this is what I'm going to do is when it's time for me to go. Because the newspaper loves to do nasty stories on me every time something bad happens. So when they come to me with a nasty story next time, I'm going to learn from Maury. And they're going to say, oh, you got taken off the air. I'm going to say, no, I retired.
But, I mean, you're only 41.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I started young.
Well, it doesn't matter.
My retirement's coming. Don't you? Jerry Springer, he's done now, too.
He's got like 20-some more years.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. But Jerry Springer, Judge Jerry, got canceled, and guess what? He's retiring, too.
Judge Jerry.
When the original Jerry Springer show got canceled, he started doing a show called Judge Jerry, which he was on for 3 years, and now it's been canceled. So these shows will run through the fall, by the way. They cancel them early. But now he said he's retiring from television.
Hmm.
When you don't have a job anymore, it's easy to retire.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess they've been doing it long enough.
Well, but it's different when you say, I'm leaving, and then when somebody else says, go.
Yeah, but you don't know that's what happened. You're just assuming that's
what happened. No, 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 no. Listen, how much energy does it take Maury...
Assumption.
How much energy does it take Maury Povich to get on a stage for 44 minutes a day and go, you are the father. You are the father.
Well,
you are.
Can you imagine how much money he has spent in paternity tests?
Whoever, he doesn't spend it.
Whatever company he goes through, they got to be billionaires.
That is the most terrible show in the history of television. Now, Jerry Springer was bad with all those fights and ridiculousness. But this whole who's your daddy nonsense, I mean, that for a guy like Maury Povich, who was a serious journalist in his career, that he could sit there for that long and do that trashy of a show, that's really, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but if you were making that kind of money he was making.
Wouldn't do it.
I bet you would.
I would not do that. Because that's what people remember you for. You couldn't pay me enough.
I mean, is it a bad thing?
Yes. You're exploiting people. That's what you're doing on those type of shows. You're taking people who want to be famous, because everybody wants to be famous now, who have no talent, and they get their 5 minutes of fame, but what really they're famous for is something embarrassing. It's finding out the paternity. You don't know the paternity of your child, so Maury Povich has to tell you who it is?
Well, I tell you, you don't need that kind of stuff anymore, because there's TikTok out there. TikTok, you can do the stupidest things on TikTok, and you can have a trillion followers.
Well, maybe that's why he's canceled.
Probably. I mean, anybody can get their 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame.
Well, just let me put the words down. If they truly are retired, then we won't see them again. But my guess is if somebody offers Jerry or Maury a job, they'll be out of retirement before you can click that Barco Lounger back.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're past probably, well, Jerry Springer, he's probably past retirement. Well,
Maury's older than him.
Is he?
But people in broadcasting don't ever really retire. They just wait around for the next job.
Is that what you're going to do?
No, because I have a fear of people. There are two ways to go out, like I said. Number one is people going, well, why is he leaving? And then you got the people who say, why is he still here? And I want to be, why is he leaving?
Well, if that's what you want to do.
And I'll tell you, when I retire, it won't be one of those fake Larry King, Maury Povich, Jerry Springer retirements where then I go do something. You would never hear me on the radio ever again doing any kind of interview. I would never give interviews. I would never, not that anybody would ask me, I would never give interviews. You would never see me host anything again. I would never MC anything. I wouldn't come get any awards, not that anybody would offer me any. I would never do anything in that field again.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, it's true, because I feel that tarnishes you. I feel the older you get doing those things, you're not on your game as much as you were when you were younger. And people don't remember the younger. They remember the end. And I don't like that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think think if you still want to do it, you should do it. If you don't, you don't.
Well, I'm not telling anybody to quit. I'm just saying that's what I... You know, there's going to be a day where I'm not sharp enough to interview these politicians anymore. Or it's just not going to interest me anymore. And I don't want that to be the end. I think people still think I'm on my game now. I would not want to be on the air not on my game.
Well, you are still on your game.
Well, right. And I'm not leaving yet. But I wouldn't want to go just to keep going.
Do you think we're on the air?
I hope so. I mean, are the things going up and down?
Yeah.
Give us a buzz out there if you have anything to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Angie wants to know if we're on the air.
Yeah, somebody call us and let us know.
I tell you, when you have a conversation, people don't like to call in. Hillary has COVID.
I seen that.
I think she's doing okay, though. That'll disappoint a lot of people.
Well, I hope she does. I don't want to see anybody sick with COVID. It's horrible.
No, but I tell you, I covered her election. A lot of people, I mean, there are people who love her, and then there are people who hate her. There's no in between on Hillary Clinton.
No. Okay. Here.
Oh, but now give it a second. There you go. Now go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
You're loud and clear.
That's good. Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, of course I always do. I'm just like in the olden days when they used to sit at the radio and listen to Roosevelt give his speeches. You know, everybody huddled around the radio.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Glad you're with us tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There you go. Your job's slacking. You remember to turn it on. You just don't remember to turn it off.
Right. It's a new thing.
740-751-4038. If you have anything to say.
This whole pushing this button takes a lot of practice.
It's nice to be here, though, isn't it?
Yes, I would much rather be here.
Yeah, there's something about being here. I think it's the acoustics and the easiness of it. We just eat and then walk into the other room and you're blaring over the airwaves, like Franklin Roosevelt.
Right. The only thing is, like, I don't hear the radio in the background, so that's why I'm always like, it feels like we're just talking.
Well, if I turn that radio on, it'd be like a delay going on.
I ate Tubby's pizza for dinner.
I had Wendy's chicken. Classic chicken sandwich. They didn't put as many pickle. Yesterday, I think I got somebody who was very pickle happy. And he put like 17 pickles on my sandwich. But,
On your fish sandwich. That was your fish sandwich.
Oh, that was fish. That's right. Tonight was chicken. It only had one pickle, thank goodness. I'm not a big pickle person.
Oh, I like pickles. I bought a jar of pickles the other day at the store.
Phone lines are open. Do you like pickles? 740-751-4038. Another interesting story this week was Leslie Schneider resigning from the Marion City School Board. And I said this the other day. I think I was still on the air when this happened. She's the president of the school board. And what I could tell from Marion City School Board, it seemed like the superintendent and nobody else saw this coming. And seems like there's more to that story than what was reported in the paper. Because she wrote a resignation letter and felt that she couldn't. I don't want to say it wrong because I don't have the paper in front of me, but I know Leslie. I've known Leslie for 25 years, and she liked doing that. And that just seems very abrupt.
Maybe she just needed a change.
Well, And this is just, and I think Leslie was doing a great job. I attended some of those meetings. I like Leslie. But that new school board has come in, and anybody who's been following that in the newspaper or on this station, there have been some very long school board meetings and some very interesting discussions since this new school board came in January. And for her to leave in the middle of March, that timing's a little strange there.
So did it just a whole new set of people come in?
Or? Two new people. Which is, it's only a 5-person board, I think.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
Right, and we're still in pandemic time, so.
So that's a Marianne story for you. Let's see, what else? I didn't get to talk much about this, babe, but I had Blystone on Wednesday. And if you didn't hear, and I don't know how you couldn't have, but apparently him being a rancher, he was at the Beef Expo last Saturday down in Columbus, Blystone. And for some reason, Mike DeWine was there. I don't know what he was doing. But from what I heard, now I can only quote what Blystone told me. He said, he walked up to DeWine and said, "Why won't you debate me?" And he said, "Are you a coward?" And DeWine grabbed his shirt and said, "I'm going to kick your hindquarters." And DeWine did not say hindquarters. Now, again, this is not political, but what is going on? Governor Strickland, Governor Kasich, Governor Rhodes, Governor Gilligan, Governor Celeste, Governor Taft, did you ever hear of any of those governors in public saying, "I'm going to kick your..." I can't even say that on the radio, but our governor is saying that at the Beef Expo with kids all around there?
I'm sure he was just kidding around, and I'm sure...
Oh, I bet he was.
I'm sure that he just said it to him, like, for just him to hear.
Is that a good kid? If I walk up to somebody in the street and I say, "I'm going to kick your keister," they're going to laugh?
Well,
I'm going to grab their shirt.
I can't imagine DeWine doing that in a mean way. I'm sure he just did it to be funny.
He seems like a jokester.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think... I just can't... I can't... Any... What is... You know, when you were a public official, it used to be dignity. You might have done some things wrong, but at least in front of people, you acted with some kind of decorum. You didn't say stuff like that. Is that okay? 740-751-4038. I mean, this is the top dog in our state, the governor.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he didn't mean it literally.
I would think not. He's about 80 years old and 4 foot shorter than this guy. I don't think he'd have got the job done.
I'm sure he was just meaning that he felt he was going to win the election.
But here's the problem. That is assault. That's a threat. I can't walk up to somebody on the street and say I'm going to do that. They could have the cops over me.
But I mean, I'm not a political person, but
I don't think this is politics.
I know, but
say this is Joe and Pat on the street.
But you can't really. I don't know.
Let's see what somebody has to say about this particular issue. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
What are you doing to the microphone? It sounds like it's blowing in the wind.
Moving it back and forth?
Yes.
We're using the same microphone tonight. That could be the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just move closer to you.
Okay.
All right,
we'll work
bye.
On it.
What?
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038.
I think maybe you're just getting too excited about this topic.
Well, I think it's hilarious.
I don't know.
I never dreamed I'd live to see the day where a governor of Ohio would say that in public to a candidate.
Nothing surprises me.
I don't know where... do we have manners anymore? If I brought Lizzie Post back on, I think we had her on back at holiday time. Holiday etiquette. I have a big book of etiquette out there, big as a phone book. And I bet you it does not say, you say, to, if you're a governor of a state, you say, I'm going to kick your derriere.
I am not sure.
740-751-4038. That's something you say on Maury Povich. Oh, he can't do that anymore. He's retired.
Yeah, you think he's retired.
I think he's fired.
He's fired. I think he's just done.
No, he'll be back. Somebody offer him a job. He'll be back.
Maybe he'll do podcasts like Larry King.
And Larry King went right up to the bitter end.
Yes, he did.
Let's see here. What else is new? Well, not a whole lot. So what's on your mind tonight? I went through all my big topics of discussion.
What's going on in Ukraine?
Same old stuff.
Oh, gosh. I seen where 300 people were killed in a something.
Well, it's a mess over there. Absolute mess. All right. I think we have a call coming in here. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
I don't even like Mike DeWine, and I mean, I don't know. I'd want to find out some more on the story, maybe try to talk to DeWine's staff or whatever about it, find out if it's true. I mean, I don't even like Mike DeWine, so.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, hold on. Stay with me here on the line, because we actually, I did a little research into this, and DeWine was asked about this. And what he said, this is Mike DeWine's quote. He said, I'm not going to get into what I said, but what I said was in reference to me winning the race, and I expressed to him my confidence that I would defeat him in the race for governor. So he didn't deny it.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear the other part of it. I hadn't heard anything about it until tonight. So.
Well, do you think the governor should be saying that at the Beef Expo to somebody?
No.
Now, are you a Mike DeWine fan?
No, I'm not.
No. Well, what do you think? I mean, any governor. Should somebody be doing this?
I don't think any politician should be doing that. No. I mean, you can be confident in winning the race, but, I mean, you know.
Now, what do you make of his response, though, that he wouldn't even really admit that he did it?
Admitting it.
Well, what do you think Blystone should have done?
Well, from what I heard, you know, but from what I hear, he didn't do anything wrong. So, I mean, you know.
Well, I guess he did call him a coward.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe he shouldn't call him a name in the first place, but, I mean, you know. Mike DeWine is a coward. He shut down our state. I mean, you know.
Now, I don't want to get too, but do you have a favorite in this primary or in the governor race?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, I've been paying attention to everybody but DeWine, because I know I'm not voting for him. So, I mean, you know.
Anybody but DeWine at this point.
Anybody but DeWine.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Not a Mike DeWine fan. Don't you think that's kind of sappy, though, his response?
Well, I mean...
He was obviously ashamed of it, because he wouldn't say yes or no. He didn't want to deny it, because then they'd call him a liar. But he didn't want to say he did it, because it really is not... That's so inappropriate.
But I guess maybe... Blystone shouldn't have called him a coward, and he probably wouldn't have said that. Maybe they just should not have talked to each other.
Why? He asked him, why won't you debate me? Now, that's a fair question.
Yeah, but, I mean, do candidates like that, should they go up and talk to each other? I would say probably not.
Well, I don't think there's anything illegal to it. I would not think that Blystone would have thought that Mike DeWine would have put his hands on him and said something like that. Would you suspect that?
No. I mean,
I've interviewed governors. I asked Governor Strickland, and I'm not going to say the question, but I asked him a nasty question once, and he didn't say, Scott, I'm going to kick your... You know, it wasn't one of those.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, you are to the bearded candidates.
Yeah, that was a... Of course. What do you make of that whole situation?
Well, I was just kind of thinking, I mean, let's go to the presidential debate. First of all, they were... I mean... Joe is addressing Trump by his first name, which was hilarious, and Trump comes back and calls him Joe. That's probably why. But, you know, will you shut up, man? I mean, I agree that what DeWine supposedly said, and I'm not sure he really said it, certainly is worse. But, you know, will you shut up, man? Is that something you should be saying during a presidential debate?
Well, did the guy need to shut up?
You know, with Nixon and Kennedy, or, you know.
But now, wait a second, Adam. I was watching that debate. Republicans were watching that debate. Democrats were watching that debate. We all and everybody across the board said that was the worst presidential debate in the history of debates. Nobody was obeying the time, talking over each other. I mean, that's a little different situation here than coming up and saying
it was national
somebody,
TV versus two men just seeing each other at a meet event, and did it even happen? I'm kind of wondering, you know, Blystone, he's something else.
Well, I don't know that, I don't think Blystone would lie. I can't see him lying, and Mike DeWine did not deny it. I'll tell you, if Mike DeWine didn't do it, you would have got a straight-out denial.
But you don't think the debate, where millions of people watching, and one guy says, will you shut up, man, saying it to the president? I mean, the first name thing was okay. It was just kind of funny.
Didn't Trump say to Hillary Clinton, I'm going to lock you up, you'd be in jail during a presidential debate?
I'm not saying that Donald is not guilty also. I mean, he's got that locker room talk thing going on. And
well, maybe Joe's been in a few locker rooms in his life.
You know, and I
maybe
mean,
DeWine's been in a few locker rooms. I don't know. Is that where we've deteriorated to in this country?
It seems like it. I mean, could you see Nixon and Kennedy during their debate saying that?
No, and that's what I'm saying.
Gentlemen, I mean, that's what it's come to. I mean, these are the leaders of the free world. And, you know, one's telling one, you know, will you shut up, man? I mean, that man's something you say in a bar with your friends.
Well, I think it comes down to, do you agree with what they're saying? That becomes the problem. But this is not, you're exactly right. This was not on national television. This was in front of some kids selling their beef.
Yeah, I agree. It's you know, children are taught, well, presidents are dignified people. You know, they're human beings, I understand. But they don't go to an event with a diversity of people and, you know, start talking about assaulting somebody.
Isn't that a proud moment? And I know for a fact there were a lot of high school kids involved in those programs at this event.
Kind of sad also.
Isn't that great there? Hey, who just over there said that guy was going to kick that guy's rear end?
I don't think they said it over the mic.
No, but they were right there on the floor amongst everyone. Hey, that's our governor. Oh, that's great. Class act.
That's our... Angie's volume is really low. What she just said, I couldn't even hear.
Go ahead, Angie.
You sound great. You sound great.
Well, that's because I wasn't by the mic.
Could you hear it that time?
Still lower. Not as loud as you. I mean, it's better, but it's... I mean, her voice doesn't project like yours does, but normally the volumes are fine.
Well, the bottom line is...
Clarity is good. You're very clear, too.
Is this how politicians should act? Or
no! They need to be gentlemen, or ladies. I mean, I understand presidents and governors are human beings, but it's getting ridiculous. And I think it probably came about because of the debate. You know, Joe Biden, been in politics 50 years, you think he could conduct himself. I don't care how aggravated he was at the president, how much he disliked Donald Trump, he's still the president.
Now wait.
You say that to a bar, say that to your friends at a bar. I mean, come on, you don't say that on a
but
debate.
Didn't the Hillary-Donald debate come 4 years before the Biden-Trump debate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Donald is guilty too, believe me.
Right, so
but
is that where it started?
Because you knew... you knew that that's what he was like. Remember when you talked to Don Lemon, right? Talking about, you know, you wouldn't want your daughter dating this guy. He's a sensation, you know. Yeah, he's different. He's not dignified like Reagan, the Bushes, all of them. I mean, they're all dignified until Trump opened up this can of worms that politicians can just start talking like they're in a bar, you know, with playing darts. I mean...
But DeWine has been around.
It's funny initially, but it really gets out of hand because I would expect better out of DeWine, you know.
Well, DeWine has been in politics since the late 1970s. I would have
expected... Just like Biden, yeah. I mean, they're career politicians, or, you know, they're close in age.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is listen, what Biden did, whether you like him or dislike him, he did not use a profane word on national television, and maybe he did think that Trump should shut up. A lot of people thought Trump should shut up.
Right.
A lot of people thought Hillary should shut up.
Yeah.
You know, it's the
national
way it goes.
TV, yeah. Yeah. I mean, no.
I mean, I know people who like Donald Trump who said if he would just stop talking and just stop tweeting, we'd all be okay.
I think a lot of myself included.
Okay.
Is
so that's
his lack of being a gentleman.
And will you shut up, man? Is not a threat. He did not grab a hold of Donald Trump's collar and say, I'm going to kick your... That's a threat.
I know. I'm not saying one's better than the other. They're both wrong. But that was on national TV. No,
now, is it a threat to say you're going to throw somebody in jail? If I were president, you'd be in jail? Was that...
That's not right. Not right either, Scott. Donald has an issue with being a gentleman, but you knew that... I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but you knew that from his demeanor on TV. I mean, he's the guy who goes, you're fired. Why would you expect any different if you sat in the White House and you really didn't? I just see this, and you know, Nixon and Kennedy, all of the presidents, they would be shocked. I mean, just think of how Nixon, despite not keeping his nose clean, always conducted himself in a dignified manner. I mean, you watch him on TV, you know, you're watching the president. I mentioned this before, and you know, Reagan peppered all that sense of humor, which was so great, you know, your favorite president, and always, you know, like him or not, always conducted himself in a presidential manner. And with Trump, you know, I guess ironically, they're both in show business, but gosh, Trump, you know, he has the locker room talk. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. And it seems like it affected Joe Biden, and he started saying something you would never think Joe Biden would do. And yeah, you wouldn't expect, you know, DeWine, you know, who's 20 years older than... the Blystone, you know, not a very big guy. He just doesn't look like someone who would want to say that to this bearded guy with a cowboy hat who's 20 years his junior. I don't think he meant it, but...
Blystone is not a politician, and to be honest, if Blystone had said it, it doesn't make it any more right. But
no,
at least
not,
I
not
could...
at all.
Yeah, but I could understand that. I'd say, well, this guy's not polished. He's never been in office. And you know what? I guarantee DeWine came in with security because the governor's got security. And I guarantee you, if Blystone said he was going to kick Governor DeWine's can, that security would have been all over him.
Yeah. But he's not governor. But
so, there you go.
It's not right. Again, two wrongs don't make a right. And a career politician, you would expect better. Now, you'd expect better from anybody. But this kind of surprises me because DeWine, to me, seems like someone who would be a gentleman. And maybe it just, something got under his skin. You just never know, Scott. My mother said truth is stranger than fiction. And, I mean, we see that every day.
We shall see how it goes. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. And a good program. And you sound good. But Angie, she's a little teeny bit louder. But other than that, a fine program as always.
All right. Thank you.
See you later.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-99. No, that's a studio number, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Phone lines are open, 53 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees here in Marion. Here's the thing about this whole story. You just don't talk to people like that.
Well... maybe he was just rubbed the wrong way.
Yeah, but we're getting to a place where everybody is starting to talk like this. It's not just one person anymore. It's okay. It's acceptable. Okay. It's what would you be? Would you do this?
Talk to somebody.
Somebody rubbed you the wrong way. Would you answer that way?
I honestly don't know what I would do, but I mean, more than likely, I probably just would just keep walking.
It just is. It's odd to me that this happens, but maybe not. 740-751-4038. And you know what? Politicians do talk differently now, I guess. Trump certainly talks differently. I guess Joe Biden talks differently. Whatever. I guess now, you know what? The next person who runs for mayor should just threaten to kick the mayor's backside. That's how you do politics now.
So when will there be a, since the mayor is running for state treasurer, right?
Yeah. Is he going to kick that state treasurer's hindquarters? Mayor Schertzer, go down to the state treasury office and say you're going to kick his, you know what. You'll be in all the papers. Can you imagine Mary Ellen Withrow saying that to somebody?
No, I think people had, probably back when she was in office, people probably respected people more than they do now.
And she has said on the air she certainly was not a huge fan of the people she ran against, but she had dignity. She's a person of dignity and decorum. Well, what happened to that?
TikTok.
TikTok, TikTok, the bomb's going to go off. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I mean, I never heard the Bushes talk like this. I never heard Bill Clinton talk like this. I never heard Reagan or Mondale or Jimmy Carter or Ford. I never heard these people talk like this. Or all these former governors I ran off. I never heard when Rhodes was considered to be a bombastic governor. But I never heard this talk.
But, I mean, do you think it's because... I just think it's because the one guy said something to him. I mean, I think they just shouldn't have talked, period, to each other.
Well, you know, I think that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. And I'll tell you what, if DeWine does get the nomination and Nan Whaley gets the nomination, he better watch himself in that Maine, because he gets hot-headed with this, like with her. People don't like that when you talk to a woman like that.
I don't think he would have said that to Nan Whaley.
So why say it to Blystone?
I mean, I don't think Nan Whaley would have said anything to him.
Oh, I don't know. She's not a fan of DeWine.
Well, I know. I mean, I know she's not. But, I mean, I don't think she would have gone up to him and called him a coward.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's the representation of what happened. I think Blystone said, why won't you debate me? Which they all do. Why? I don't know why people aren't debating anymore. That's become a new thing. People just don't show up to debates.
I don't know. I wouldn't watch it to begin with.
Well, but a lot of people do. And, you know, I don't think asking him why he wouldn't debate him is an unfair question.
I mean, I guess at the Beef Expo probably just was not the time or place to talk.
Do you think DeWine would take his phone call?
No.
I guess he chose a place where he saw him.
I know, but I mean, I don't think they should have talked.
Well, I'm going to have to go to that Beef Expo next year, because apparently there's a lot of news going on at that thing.
Beefy people.
Whatever. 57 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees and cloudy. You know, we had the caller call in who said she, you know, people gathered around the radio listening to Franklin Roosevelt. Do you think Franklin Roosevelt would have said, I'm going to kick your... He didn't even say to Hitler, I'm going to kick your derriere.
No. But, like I said, I think people back in the day had more respect for each other.
And now, it's a whole new day. And DeWine's like 20 years older than Blystone.
Maybe he's just tired of it.
You know, if I was Blystone, I would do a commercial now. You know, because Blystone was kind of funny about it, because I said, well, could he kick your, you know, derriere? And he said, well, I put him in there with my wife first, I think. Hey, he took it in stride.
Yeah. At least, I mean, I was surprised he came back on the air with you even, really.
You were surprised? I told you he'd come back on the air with me.
I was surprised because you drilled him about the whole mask thing the last time.
Not mask, vaccine.
Oh, yeah, the vaccine. Yeah.
So you never thought he'd come back on? Well, he did.
Oh, no, yeah. I was shocked.
So you really thought that was bad? I didn't. See, maybe I just misinterpret, because Adam thinks that Jim Jordan and I had some kind of falling out. I never felt that. And now you think I and Blystone had a falling out.
Well, he did not like you asking him that question, because you asked him it like 20 times.
Well, it was a fair question.
But you wouldn't tell people that if you got the vaccine or not.
But I'm not telling people not to get the vaccine. He is.
He is telling people to not get the vaccine.
Yes, he's not in favor of it. We're going to break. Hey, when we come back and talk about this, there's more to talk about here. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you...